This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal this evening. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Domdom and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
कोलकाता जैसे हमारे शहर भारत के इतिहास और हमारे भविष्य दोनों की समृद्ध पहचान है। आज जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहा है, तब दमदम, कोलकाता इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है। इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है। ये आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है।
He noted that before 2014, the country had only 250 kilometers of metro routes, which has now expanded to over 1,000 kilometers.
21वीं सदी के भारत को 21वीं सदी के ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम की भी जरूरत है। इसलिए आज देश में रेल से रोड तक, मेट्रो से एयरपोर्ट तक हम मॉडर्न ट्रांसपोर्ट फैसिलिटी डेवलप भी कर रहे हैं और उन्हें आपस में कनेक्ट भी कर रहे हैं। यानी एक शहर से दूसरे शहर तक लोगों को पहुंचाने के साथ ही हमारा प्रयास है कि उन्हें घर के आसपास तक सीमलेस ट्रांसपोर्ट मिले और इसकी एक झलक हमें यहां कोलकाता की मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी में भी दिखती है।
Earlier, speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar, the Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He remarked that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there.
Operation Sindoor ne भारत की रक्षा नीति की नई लकीर खींच दी है। अब भारत में आतंकवादी भेजकर हमले करा के कोई बच नहीं सकेगा। आतंकवादी चाहे पाताल में क्यों न छिप जाए, भारत की मिसाइलें उन्हें दफन करके रहेगी।
The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to accept claim forms of voters online whose names are missing without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECI or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bakchi while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the June 26 order issued by the ECI directing the SIR in Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating suitable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. He said engine manufacturing is going to start in the country with the French company Safran. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. The government has sanctioned 23 chip design projects under the Design Linked Incentive Scheme to boost the country's semiconductor design capabilities. These projects are receiving support to develop indigenous chips and system-on-chip solutions for areas such as surveillance cameras, energy meters, microprocessor IPs and networking applications. Indian Olympian Elavenil Valarivan continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. The victory marks a second consecutive individual medal at the continental event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.